Hare Krishna. Today is the last day here in New Vrindavan, and going to Budapest, Bhagavata Jayanti tomorrow and the day after, in which case there's every chance that I won't be able to do podcasts because I'll be quite busy. Tomorrow I have two Bhagavata Jayantis, and the day after I'll be traveling to do another one in Szeged, another city. And then Monday we'll be back, and Tuesday there'll be the demonstration, and who knows what else is happening in the meantime. Today was a nice opportunity addressing Radha Shyam Sundar and kirtan and class, and it was interesting part of Bhagavatam, continuing on from what we had been discussing up to now, namely Kali surrendering to Parikshit Maharaj, and the topic was about how Parikshit Maharaj, who was a king, accepted Kali's surrender. And of course, it raises this question of the dynamic between giving protection, giving shelter, or in a larger scope, performing, doing one's dharma, even at the cost of detrimental reaction or to one's own detriment. Parikshit Maharaj, although it's not described in detail in the text, certainly was aware of the fact that Kali's surrender was high risk, and it proved to be high risk. Kali was then responsible for arranging for Sringi to curse Parikshit Maharaj, and therefore giving shelter to Kali more or less resulted in Parikshit Maharaj's death. Still, it was his dharma. It was his duty as a king to give shelter to those who surrendered to him. Although, it seems like that's the general rule of thumb, that those who are in a position to give shelter are meant to do. Despite the fact that there's risk, and Kali Yuga means increased risk. We know that the divorce rate is 50%, and yet still we should get married, despite the fact that we know that there may be a 50% chance that we end up in divorce. We know that, for instance, a guru-disciple relationship may mean that the disciple breaks his vows with which he's giving shelter, and even worse yet, it may be that the shelter-giving guru breaks his vows. Still, we know that just as marriage is required, guru-disciple relationship is required. We take the risk. There has to be there's a risk involved. Example that Srila Prabhupada often would give would be that of Dronacharya. He knew that Dristadyumna was born to kill him, and that he would be his death. But when Dristadyumna came to him for training, it was his duty. He did his dharma. He taught Dristadyumna the use of the weapons which would end up in his death. That was his duty. So generally this principle of giving shelter is something that, even though ages may change, one is obliged to continue to do. Even in Kali Yuga we continue to do it, but we should be careful. And so, for instance, trial period in marriage, trial period in guru-disciple relationship, anywhere, because there's a good likelihood, even amongst friends or whatever relationships that we have, that it will backfire. Still, you can't lock yourself up somewhere in a closet and live alone. And ultimately, we know that we also let ourselves down. So we can't separate ourselves from ourselves. So somehow or another, that needs to be there, offering shelter. And yet at the same time, we have to know that when it stops. Parikshit Maharaj, by Krishna's arrangement, didn't have that alternative to then, again, withdraw his shelter from Kali. Had Kali not been responsible for the death of Parikshit Maharaj, there would be no age of Kali. But still, for instance, scripture says that if your spiritual master is hopelessly entangled in sense gratification, then he can be rejected. Similarly, if a disciple is an offender, is an aparadi, and also is incorrigible, then it's the duty of the spiritual master to reject him. Prabhupada says that if a man uses his wife as an object of sense gratification and is against the principles of Krishna consciousness, then she can also reject him. So even though we're meant to give shelter and take shelter, but there's also a line where one has to draw the line and know this is no longer conducive. This dharma of giving and taking shelter is no longer conducive to the para dharma, to the supreme dharma, surrendering to Krishna. So ultimately Krishna says sarva dharma pratyaja. And it's interesting, we should not think sarva dharma pratyaja means that we can just abandon all types of dharma. Once we are capable of following dharma as strictly as Parikshit Maharaj is following and as Dronacharya, we do the right thing under all circumstances, then if Krishna calls, as he did with Yudhisthira Maharaj, he said, alright, say that Ashwatthama is dead. He said, I can't say that. I've never lied. So if you've never lied and Krishna asks you to lie, then yes. But otherwise, sarva dharma pratyaja doesn't mean that we should become liars, cheaters, and so many other things. But if it's not conducive for the supreme dharma, then there are conditions where one needs to then withdraw giving shelter. Otherwise, it becomes foolishness. So ultimately, dharma has to be serving the higher principle of surrender to Krishna. If it goes contrary to the principle of surrender to Krishna, then sarva dharma pratyaja, even dharma can be rejected. But we should keep in mind that nonetheless, we should learn first what it is to be dharmic. Of course, we can't be dharmic in the same sense as, for instance, Yudhisthira Maharaj, who, I can't remember to who, but he said that in my life, neither in deed, in word, nor in thought, have I ever committed a sin, have I ever broken the principles of dharma. Now, we can't imitate that. We can't do that. He's Dharmaraj, the personification of religion, who always knows under all circumstances what the right thing is to do. Whereas we know that Kali Yuga is so powerful that in this age, even great devotees, that little book, Krishna Bhajanamrita, begins like that, that even Mahabhagavats, they're sometimes bewildered as to knowing what is dharma and what is not dharma. So Kali Yuga means confusion in terms of what dharma is. It also means, this hypocrisy means that people will surrender, but there's a risk, there's a high risk. Prabhupada sort of indicated the proportion. He said, don't be surprised by who leaves, but be surprised by who stays, which sort of indicated that it was a minority who was going to be staying true to their vows, and continuing to take shelter of Krishna and Guru. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, the temptation is high, people are weak, and the arguments are unlimited why we shouldn't actually stick to our word. And it's the tradition. Government leaders are liars, what to speak of politicians, even religious leaders don't tell the truth. So we have experience of that ourselves. Are very, very difficult to navigate through this age of Kali, but it's possible. And how is it possible? Mami kam sharanam braja. So that we really take shelter of Krishna. We allow Krishna to guide us. We follow Krishna's instructions. And we're very careful to do that, despite the fact that our mind and our senses may tell us so many other things. But we know, under all circumstances, the best thing, smartest thing to do, is to always do what Krishna wants. What does Krishna want? Well, that's another thing, to actually know what Krishna wants. And we need to have instruments to be able to do that, or rather we need to have the facility. Not instruments, it's not an impersonal thing, but we need to have that kind of good association, those type of contacts, that type of mature intelligence, good relationships with other Vaishnavas, instruction from spiritual masters. So that, yes, we know what is the right thing to do, what is the Krishna conscious thing to do. As for instance, Srila Prabhupada quoted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bahushishina Karibe, that it's not good to accept too many disciples. But still, we should take the risk. We need to spread Krishna consciousness. Still, we should take the risk and get married. Still, we should take the risk and have children. Still, we should take the trouble to go out and preach, because that's what our mission is all about. And because it's high risk, because it's difficult, we get extra mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And ultimately, this concept of establishing Dharma and establishing what it really means to give shelter, worthy shelter, and receive worthy shelter. Shelter means representing Krishna, giving Krishna shelter, and giving Krishna shelter through Krishna's magnanimous instructions, because that will actually protect us from this hopeless age, which is like trying to make your way from one place to another in the middle of a fog or something. Extremely difficult. But Krishna will give us light. Krishna Surya Samahaya Maya Andaka. Hare Krishna.